I wasn't winning any sucker bets that night. Inskip had led just as crooked a youth as I had, and needed no help in smelling a fishy deal. While he pulled on his clothes, he shot questions at me. "And the name of the peace-loving planet that is building this bad memory from the past?" "Cheetah Nuvo. Second planet of a B-star in Corona Borealis. No other colonized planets in the system." "Never heard of it," Inskip said as we took the private drop chute to his office. "Which may be a good or a bad sign. Wouldn't be the first time trouble came from some out-of-the-way spot I never even knew existed." With the automatic disregard for others of the truly dedicated, he pressed the scramble button on his desk. Very quickly, sleepy-eyed clerks and assistants were bringing files and records. We went through them together. Modesty prevented me from speaking first, but I had a very short wait before Inskip reached the same conclusion I had. He hurled a folder the length of the room and scowled out at the harsh dawn light. "The more I look at this thing," he said, "the fishier it gets. This planet seems to have no possible motive or use for a battleship. But they are building one. That, I will swear, on a stack of 1,000 credit notes as high as this building. Yet what will they do with it when they have it built? They have an expanding culture, no unemployment, a surplus of heavy metals and ready markets for all they produce. No hereditary enemies, feuds, or the like. If it wasn't for this battleship thing, I would call them an ideal league planet. I have to know more about them." "I've already called the spaceport in your name, of course," I told him. "Ordered a fast courier ship. I leave within the hour." "Aren't you getting a little ahead of yourself, DeGriz?" he said, voice chill as the ice cap. "I still give the orders, and I'll tell you when you're ready for an independent command." I was sweetness and light, because a lot depended on his decision. "Just trying to help, Chief. Get things ready in case you wanted more info. And this isn't really an operation, just a reconnaissance. I can do that as well as any of the experienced operators. And it may give me the experience I need so that someday I, too, will be qualified to join the ranks." "All right," he said. "Stop shoveling it on while I can still breathe. Get out there. Find out what is happening. Then get back. Nothing else, and that's an order." By the way he said it, I knew he thought there was little chance of its happening that way. And he was right. Chapter 5. A quick stop at supply and record sections gave me everything I needed. The sun was barely clear of the horizon when the silver barb of my ship lifted in the gray field, then blasted into space. The trip took only a few days. More than enough time to memorize everything I needed to know about Cheetah Nuvo. And the more I knew, the less I could understand their need for a battleship. It didn't fit. Cheetah Nuvo was a secondary settlement out of the Cellini system, and I had run into these settlements before. They were all united in a loose alliance, and bickered a lot among themselves, but never came to blows. If anything, they shared a universal abhorrence of war. Yet, they were secretly building a battleship. Since I was only chasing my tail with this line of thought, I put it out of my mind and worked on some tri-di chess problems. This filled the time until Cheetah Nuvo blinked into the bow screen. One of my most effective mottos has always been, secrecy can be an obviosity. What the magicians call misdirection. Let people very obviously see what you want them to see, then they'll never notice what is hidden. This was why I landed at midday on the largest field on the planet after a very showy approach. I was already dressed for my role and out of the ship before the landing braces stopped vibrating. Buckling the fur cape around my shoulders with the platinum clasp, I stepped down the ramp. The sturdy little M3 robot rumbled after me with my bags. Heading directly towards the main gate, I ignored the scurry of activity around the customs building. Only when a uniformed underofficial of some kind ran over to me did I give the field any attention. Before he could talk, I did. Foot in the door and stay on top. "Beautiful planet you have here. Delightful climate. Ideal spot for a country home. Friendly people, always willing to help strangers and all that.